Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Discover your smile's best friend at North Arkansas Dental Group. Their family-friendly practice welcomes you with open arms, providing expert care from Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Conveniently located at 2338 Highway 62 West, their new facility offers a warm and welcoming environment for all your dental needs. From routine checkups to advanced procedures, trust the experienced team to keep your smile shining bright. Book your appointment today and experience dental care that feels like home.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good As New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow? Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good As New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
Jude, you got me? How much time we got, Jude? About the technical issues, ladies and gentlemen, on Classic Hits 101.7, they have a little bit of a stutter. It's just probably the Wi-Fi trying to reach the old gym at the moment. But we're glad you join us here on the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Remember, it's Central Heating and Cooling, comfort exceeds expectations. We're joined at the broadcast position by Blake Hendricks. And Blake, coming off quite a football season for just about everybody in the program.
Yeah, really, really good year. Just hoping to keep it rolling, you know, keep the momentum going next year. So
absolutely. You know, you look back on this season, and I know you would like to have had a different ending, you know, but that was a tough loss at Greenwood. But the strides that this program has made over the last 2 years, it says a lot.
It's been really, really remarkable. You know, like you said, tough end of the year, but it was really a special thing what we did, being able to go to the semis. And just having as much success as we did was really, really nice.
You look at the success, and that's extending to the junior high programs as well. You got to be proud of what they've been able to accomplish.
Oh yeah. You know, they've had as long as Coach Erie's been here, and we got Crow in at the junior high. They've been having a lot of success, and that really sets the foundation for our program when they come down the hill. You know, so. Really, really proud of them. Excited to get to meet some of these ninth graders. We haven't got to meet them yet. We're really excited for it and ready to get going.
As you move toward the off season, you know, I know the job never stops. So,
right.
What are some of the things you got planned in the immediate future?
Well, we started working out this week. We took a day, did all the equipment check-in and all that good stuff, and started working out. So we're just setting a good foundation here before Christmas, and then when we come back from winter break, we'll hit it really hard going into the spring, and then just hoping we get everything rolling by summertime. You know, that's when it all cranks up and feels like it's a long year anyway, especially when you go to the semis. It's real long when you feel like you start on July 11th or whatever day you come back. So just getting ready for that, but setting the foundation right now. So
absolutely. Well, yep. Blake, again, congratulations on the season.
You.
And
thank you.
And we look forward to next year.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Blake. So that was Blake Hendricks from the Mount Home football staff. Let's go ahead and look over at some of our numbers here at the break. Mount Holmes' leading scorer right now is Ryder McClain with 12 points. Five so far for Rhett Gilbert, four for Tyler Podlowski. Had a couple of layups there late in the second quarter, and three each for Blaine Tate and Jackson Corp. For Chadwick, their leading scorer right now is Clayton Garrison with 14 points, four so far for Trenton Smith, and three for Creek Guerin. This game has had three ties and seven lead changes so far. And what's the other numbers you got there?
Yeah, rebound-wise, it's dead even, 13 apiece. Mountain Home, though, does have the advantage. We've got six offensive rebounds to four to Chadwick. Here's the tale of the tale right here, and we saw it in the last minute and a half there, that first half turnovers. We were pretty even. All of a sudden, Mountain Home has stretched the turnover battle out. Chadwick has nine, Mountain Home only with three.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Again, the Central Heating and Cooling comfort exceeds expectations. We're going to take one more break, come back, get the second half started in just a moment. It is Mountain Home leading Chadwick 27-21. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Hey, Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Just because you are at work does not mean you do not have the opportunity to enjoy Mountain Valley spring water. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks specializes in the delivery of 2.5 and 5 gallon glass as well as 5 gallon plastic bottles of pure spring water. Whether it's to an office, a warehouse, or any type of commercial setting, get Mountain Valley water delivered to your door. Call us today, 870-425-9565. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, helping you stay healthy and hydrated while on the job.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
So looks like Chadwick's going to go with a little bit of a different lineup. They are going to bring Dalton Little in this time instead of Daugherty. So Mount Tom with their original starting five as they're up 27-21. Mount Tom has the ball to start the second half. McClain with the three on the left side, no good, and it is Keegan getting the rebound, and he is immediately fouled.
They're at Jackson Corp saying on the displacement call.
That is Corp's second personal foul, team foul number one against the Bombers here in the third quarter.
Chadwick can go a little smaller here.
Yeah.
A little smaller. Try to fight this guard-heavy Mountain Home team with a guard-heavy team of their own. Mountain Home in their matchup zone, looks like here.
Smith with it on the right side. He will give it up top to Guerin. 15 left on the shot clock. Back over to Smith on the right wing. He's going to give it on the low block to Keegan. His layup will not go, but Garrison's there to tip it back up and in.
I know where 33 is all times if you're Mountain Home. You got to know where 33 is.
He has 16. Mountain Home's lead cut to four now, 27-23 our score. Ball goes to Corp in the right corner. His three-pointer misses everything, and the rebound's controlled by Garrison. He quickly throws an outlet out to Keegan. He's back the other way for the layup. Good, and all of a sudden it is a one-possession game. Keegan with his first 2 points of the night. 27-25, Bombers up, 6:50 left in the third. Gilbert with it. Sorry.
As we say, we've got to get across. We did barely before the 10 seconds.
Tate with it just inside the half-court stripe. Gives it to Gilbert on the right. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Keegan.
Four rebounds already this half for Chadwick. Zero for Mountain Home. That's what happens when you don't hit any shots, and they've made all theirs.
Guerin.